Praised be Jesus and Mary. Some scripture scholars suspect that there were some scribes and Pharisees accompanying John's disciples on this occasion. And those who asked the question about fasting were apparently moved by jealousy toward our Lord. And they wish to insinuate that his association with sinners that we read about in yesterday's feast in the gospel was not to save them, but it was rather for self-indulgence. And John the Baptist had referred to our Lord as the bridegroom of his people. We read that in the Gospel of John. And so our Lord reminds John's disciples of their master's testimony. And according to Jewish custom, there was no fasting for the members of a wedding party. And therefore, while Jesus was with his disciples, they were exempted from fasting. And the examples of the unshrunken cloth and the wineskins meant that our Lord did not consider his disciples sufficiently instructed and advanced in his teaching, that they would not be able to withstand the austerities of a life of penance and mortification. They were men of the ancient Judaism, and Judaism was not strong enough to support the religious perfection of Christianity. So we are not people of the ancient Judaism, and we are called to a life of perfection, a life of penance and mortification and reparation for our own sins and reparation for the sins of others. So today we celebrate a votive mass in honor of the Blessed Mother, mediatrix of all graces, because without grace it's impossible to live a life of Christian perfection. It's impossible to practice mortification and penance, which are so contrary to our fallen human nature. But with Our Lady's grace, we're able to lead the life that her Son calls us to. Hallelujah.